that I want to live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my prerogative.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you. Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm really not super. Eagle trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. See nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Shit.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need
my own decision.
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
I can do what I want to do. It's
now we're going to hope the audience is going to, she loves you too.
I love you too.
The audience is going to ask questions of you in a little bit, and I appreciate you taking time. First of all, welcome to Denver. Have you had any time to do anything like fun while you're here in Denver?
immediately my dad was like, you need, you're annoying me.
question. Yeah. But I want to know, because I think for me it's like, when does the coin drop? You get into acting, you take the acting classes, right. You're doing some commercials.
Right.
How does it go from that to
Stranger Things?
Your character certainly initially saying words. Very few words are spoken. And doesn't she do an amazing job? One look from this.
Practical jokes on the
day.
You're gonna prank me now, though. Why are you looking down at that?
Nothing's gonna pop out, I swear.
front with directors and I'd like pretend to ship all over them.
Well, you mentioned your fans, so I think maybe you'd like to hear from some of your fans right now.
said, not me. Let's do our first question. Don't even. Oh, yeah, right over here on this corner, yes.
My question is, if you were... Wait, you're standing up. Do I have to come and stand up with you? Because I feel like so obligated. Okay, who's talking? Hi. All right, go ahead. My question was, if you were to go to a convention like this one, and you could cosplay as any character from anything, what would you be? Princess Leia.
Good answer. Do we have any Star Wars in the house right now? Right on.
I just swatted my name. Alright.
That's good. That's all right. By the way, Millie, have you watched all the Star Wars movies?
There we go. expect of them?
Good question!
I'm saying a lot. You know, my favourite flavour is blueberry, and I'd have to spit them out after every take because I couldn't swallow them and I'd feel really sick. Because I like carrots. Carrots are just my favourite thing ever. And just to eat, like, waffles make me feel really sick. So I'm a very... I like the healthy things and healthy options. I don't choose to not eat waffles. It's just not the best. I'd rather eat pancakes. Maybe next season.
It was all her, it was a real scream.
It was all me!
All right. Oh, way over in that corner. See you raising your hand up. Go ahead. Yes.
Hi, my name is Maddie, and I'm also 13 years old. I was wondering if you had anything to tell your impressionable viewers, what would it be?
Do you have any message for kids your age? I know you said you like to help people and you're involved in UNICEF.
Yes.
What would your message be to kids your
age? You can totally say no to this, but are you like an upcoming actor?
Well,
do you like to act?
I don't act, but
you don't.
I'm really into singing, so.
You're into singing! That's good. Well, I mean, how many people are like really into acting here?
How many callbacks? How many rounds?
Four.
So you have four.
So the first one, really bad day. I was like crying. It was like the first audition, and the second time, we did another scene. Third time, another scene. The fourth time, another scene. And then I Skyped with the Duffers, and they were talking about 80s movies, and they didn't talk about the show one bit. They were talking about 80s movies and how fun it would be. And then it was like, hey, want to come to LA for a screen test? And then I went to LA, and then they walked over to me in the screen test and said, are you ready? And started like pretending to buzz my hair. And I was like, they said you're gonna shave your hair off, and I was like, the next day I got the job, and I didn't kind of have time to say no, so I was like, okay, sure, we can shave my hair off, yeah, sure. And then when I was in the chair and I just saw it coming out, I was like, oh.
Okay.
screaming.
They said they I shriek. First of all, I don't shriek. I scream.